Hundreds of unpatched vulnerabilities hit the internet with no warning. An anonymous GitHub account operating under the name Bikini published a repository called Exploitarium, containing what security researchers are describing as a mass drop of undisclosed zero-day vulnerabilities. No CVE numbers, no vendor notifications, no patches waiting in the wings. The post drew 832 points and 326 comments on Hacker News as researchers began working overtime on a Sunday morning to assess the damage. A zero-day vulnerability is named for the number of days a vendor has had to fix the problem. Zero. Every organization running affected software is potentially exposed from the moment of disclosure. Under coordinated disclosure norms, the process that normally governs these revelations, vendors receive advance notice, patches are developed, and the public is informed only once a fix is available. The Exploitarium dump bypassed that process entirely, triggering an ethics debate that, according to commenters in the thread, dates back to at least the early 1990s and shows no sign of resolution. The core tension remains. Notifying a vendor privately risks the vulnerability being quietly shelved for years without a fix, while publishing publicly hands an instant weapon to every malicious actor before any defender can respond. Neither outcome is clean. Several security researchers reported attempting to independently verify the disclosed vulnerabilities and found at least some to be genuine, though vetting was still ongoing as of Sunday morning. The repository remained live, itself a statement about how GitHub handles mass vulnerability disclosures in real time. The organizations most at risk from an unpatched dump are often those least equipped to respond. Municipalities, hospitals, and smaller financial institutions running legacy software on a weekend skeleton crew. Large technology firms, by contrast, already had security teams triaging the repository. The legal picture is equally murky. Publishing vulnerability information is not automatically illegal in most jurisdictions, but depending on what the repository contains and how it was obtained, Computer Fraud and Abuse Act implications exist in the U.S., with equivalent statutes elsewhere. Anonymity offers the publisher some protection for now, though such arrangements do not always hold. A companion piece from Cephalo Security, titled Post-Mythos Cybersecurity, Keep Calm and Carry On, offered a practitioner's counterweight to the panic, earning 156 points. Its central argument is that AI-assisted attacks, particularly those enabled by capable models, are now a baseline assumption rather than a future concern, but that the defensive playbook does not need to be rebuilt from scratch. The piece acknowledges that Anthropic's Mythos model specifically changed attacker capabilities around reconnaissance and social engineering, while insisting that defense in depth, least privilege access, and rapid patch cycles remain the most effective responses. Organizations that were already executing those disciplines correctly, the piece argues, are not in a categorically worse position than before. Those that were cutting corners now face more acute consequences.